This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Laura Young was 6 years old when she started taking ballet lessons. She went to a local place in North Quincy. She was a high-energy youngster, and her mother thought it might give her a good outlet. What her mother didn't realize is that it would lead to a great career. Young grew up to become a principal dancer with the Boston Ballet. For years, she was the prima ballerina in Swan Lake, Giselle, and of course, the Nutcracker. Laura Young came of age in the 1960s and 70s. Those were also the formative years for dance in America. Ballet used to belong to the Russians and Europeans until companies began to open up in cities from San Francisco to Dayton to New York. But there was no ballet in Boston. So Young and other dancers here had to go somewhere else to follow their dreams. In her new book, Boston Ballerina, Laura Young tells her story and remembers how the now revered Boston Ballet grew out of the scrappy New England Civic Ballet in the 1960s.
We coined a term for it, guerrilla ballet, because we did all kinds of performances in and around New England. One year we did a Peter and the Wolf tour doing 8 a.m. assemblies in schools, which meant that we were in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. We had to drive an hour and a half with the tree hanging out the back of the station wagon in March and get there in time to do a performance at 8 a.m.
There was no home for the Boston Ballet then. I mean, you performed at
John Hancock Hall.
Mm-hmm. Your first lead role was at the opening of the Prudential Center in Boston.
Room 300, I think.
Room 300.
on platform tables.
At what point did things start to coalesce for the ballet?
1963-64, when Ford Foundation bestowed a grant on 7 different companies, and it was seed money to get us started. And we actually grew from there.
In the early days of the Boston Ballet, not many people had money, and the ballet voted to unionize. There wasn't much money in the ballet to be able to pay union rates. So it's a funny story, but what did you guys do when you got your first paycheck?
First paycheck came to us. We were ecstatic. It was $115. We thought, holy mackerel, we're in the money. And we took those checks, cashed them, and brought the money back to the studio.
Why?
We had to prove that the company had paid us according to union rules, but we knew the company wouldn't exist and we wouldn't get the next season on if we all kept the money.
This is the sacrifice that the dancers themselves made to keep the company going.
We knew it had to happen.
What was your greatest moment with the Boston Ballet?
One of the stories that I tell in the book is the performance in Italy in Taormina, Sicily, where we had been on a milk train all night. We got to the theater at a half hour.
You've been on a milk train. That's how you were traveling.
From Naples, yes.
Yes.
Every 20 minutes.
This is the glamour behind the ballet life.
Every 20 minutes, we woke up in another train station. And it was the night before my birthday. We arrived at the theater at half hour, which meant there was no time to eat, put your makeup on, or get into costume. So everybody slapped everything on as fast as they could, and out we went. The dancers, however, because we were supposed, according to union, you're supposed to have 2 hours off between travel and performance so that you can actually get ready. The dancers decided, well, we didn't get it, so we're putting in for overtime. They did that first while they were getting made up. And as we were finishing the second act, there was a very short period of time where the waiter would cross in front of us with 5 mugs, and we each had to pick up a mug, clink and clink and drink and throw it.
This is on stage.
This is on stage. And Rudolph tried to grab my mug off the tray.
Rudolph Nureyev.
Nureyev, yes.
I like the way you call him Rudolph.
His surrogate name was Randolph Neveroff because he danced every single performance. But the tray came across. Rudolph took his mug, tried to knock my mug off the tray. I caught it with the other hand, clinked with him, and I said, what was that for? And he started, as we're dancing, to curse the bluest streak I have ever heard in my life about every single dancer in the company.
On blasting stage?
Us. Yeah.
How could he do this without the audience hearing?
Oh, they can't hear it. You can talk without moving your lips.
He was angry at you guys.
He was angry because anything that we put in for as overtime came out of his gate. So at any rate, that was my birthday. And at the end of the performance, it was the custom when they enjoyed the performance to light candles. And as we were taking our bows, you could see the candles being lit from person to person throughout the entire audience. And someone behind me said, "That's quite the birthday cake, La."
Oh, lobbying you.
Laura. Lobbying me.
Oh, my gosh. This is interesting. You write about costumes. You said they had to weigh at least 20 pounds.
The ones at the Metropolitan Opera when I was with the opera company. They used absolutely real brocades in every layer.
Beautiful, but really impractical if you're trying
That's why I'm so short.
That's why you're so short. I didn't number in your spine. But it was funny because you wrote, I think this is when you were working with Alvin Ailey, that when you did pirouettes, and that's when you're on one foot turning around, when you did a double pirouette, the skirt on the costume was so heavy, you had to fling it first, and then you had to grab it
to stop it,
or else you would keep swinging around.
Exactly.
Did anybody think, like, this might be difficult for the dancers to negotiate?
No.
It was up to you.
It had to look good.
Right. What's it like when you're not having to worry about your feet hurting, a too heavy costume? What's it like to dance?
It's exhausting, emotionally as well as physically. There are many times when you come off stage and you are completely emotionally drained. But that's what you were aiming for, to give it all. And hopefully that the audience can respond and feel what you've been trying to project.
Laura Young, who danced with the Boston Ballet even before it was doing the Nutcracker. Her book, co-written with Janine Parker, is called Boston Ballerina, A Dancer, A Company, An Era. Check out a photo of Young dancing with Rudolf Nureyev at WBUR.org.